This morning I've got Michael Stark, Dan Henry, Jen Reed, and Adrian Bogart with me. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Hey, hey.
And you all are involved in the local production of Greater Tuna that's playing. Last night was the opening night. Tonight it's at 8 o'clock at the Chilcat Center for the Arts. The play Greater Tuna. How did last night go?
Great.
Good.
A lot of fun.
Really
lot of fun.
Lots great of audience. Laughs.
Absolutely great audience.
All right, so opening night was a success, and tonight's going to be even more finely tuned and even more fun. And
Yeehaw.
Absolutely.
They're really fun.
We're expecting great things tonight. Okay, great.
Come on out.
Let me start with you, Michael. Michael, you're directing the play?
Yes, I am.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the play itself.
It's really two families, the Burris family and the Buemiller family, and then there's also the Karps. These guys, the two of them, the first two are related. It's the Buemillers are related to the Burrises. There's Pearl Burris, and she makes, let's call them bitter pills for dogs. I'm not going to go into that too deeply.
You have to see the play.
Yeah, you have to see the play, exactly. But there is a murder plot that goes on, and the murder plot unravels itself towards the end of the play. And again, we can't go into that too much. But that is interwoven along with many sort of bigoted scenes. Strong acting is pulling this off. It's just hysterical. It's just hysterical. I hope everybody will come out and see it.
Great. Two of my favorite things, murder and bigotry.
That's it. That's it.
A little bit of sex, too.
Sounds like fun. Yeah, that's about third on my list anyway. Now, Dan, tell me, you and John Hedrick's not here with us today, so he's easy
game.
Prey. Yeah, definitely. We'll be playing a number of other characters. I mean, how many characters are there in this play?
Well, there are 20 characters, Steve.
And two actors.
And two actors.
Okay.
Right. And there are a lot of women, men, children, even the dogs. Michael had to look far and wide to find people who were split-minded enough to be able to accommodate all of those characters. And so we've got the schizo thing going on.
Michael, you had to find nut jobs, basically.
I had to find nut jobs, and I thought, Haynes is the place.
Right. Well, you found two of our premier nut jobs for sure. Tell me about some of these characters. Do you have like a favorite or like being a dog or a girl? Or?
I actually have several favorites. One of my favorites is Stanley Buemiller, who's the bad guy. He's a punk, and I won't go too much into him, but he's a real punk. And
it's bad news. Huh?
He's just bad news all the way around, and he's a lot of fun. On the other end, Vera Karp is another one of my favorites, and she's a church lady. And she has an opinion about everything and is very, very narrow-minded, let's say. But she's a lot of fun, too. And there's a lot of it's interesting what the costuming brings out in different characters. Every time you put on a different costume and there are 10 costume changes, and I have 29 costume changes throughout the whole play, suddenly you feel different, you know, and it's pretty fun.
I know, amazing. I feel different when I put a dress on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, it really makes a big difference. Your voice goes up and all of that.
Without mentioning a name so as to save your personal health, do you draw on any locals for any of these parts? Anybody? Obviously, people.
It's all about Haynes.
It's all about small towns, so you can intuit anything into it that you want.
Or not. Okay. Moving on here, Michael, tell us about your theater experience. This is not your first production, is it?
This is my first production in Haynes. I started out as an actor, starting at about age 14, and have been acting ever since. Started out as an actor, went to New York and Los Angeles, and worked in both places under contract, CBS and NBC. Prior to that, however, I was in Hollywood, and I did do a lot of directing there. I directed about 40 shows altogether, and maybe two or three film-oriented projects. And then I've acted in maybe 80 productions of theater. I don't know, it's just always been a passion of mine, but on top of that is Greater Tuna is something I've wanted to do for 15 years, and I would just walk by Dan one day, and I said, you know, I've always wanted to do Greater Tuna. Would you like to read it? And he said, no, I've read it, and it's something I've wanted to do for years, and the rest is now history since this is Saturday.
Partial history, anyway. There's still tonight. Got to get through tonight.
Oh, yes. Come tonight, everybody.
And from what I hear, it was great last night, and I encourage everybody to come down and see it tonight. For a second time, because it might be a little different.
It's one of those plays that you can actually see several times in a row because it is really, really funny. It's not just a couple of laughs and a whole 2-hour production. I'm sure that we're going to have a lot of repeat viewers tonight.
And if you didn't see it last night, then tonight is your last chance.
That's it.
And get in there before all the repeats get in there.
Well, let's talk to the wardrobe ladies, Jen Reed and Adrian Bocart. You are doing the wardrobes, and of course with these 20 different characters and all these different outfits that Dan was mentioning, I guess the real drama is happening behind the curtain, where you guys are, what, just throwing frocks to and fro and trying to get...
We are attacking those guys the minute they get backstage, and we rip their clothes off, and then sometimes we got to layer as many as 6 outfits, one over top of each other, before they get out there again for their next appearance. And then we just kind of start taking outfit by outfit off for their next appearance.
I think the biggest fun has been trying to find out who's going to work high and who's going to work low, and divvying up the tasks so nobody trips over what's on the floor.
No injuries so far.
And just the two of you are doing this?
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of split personalities as well, so, you know,
there's four or five between the two of you.
Two bodies.
It's a riot back there, just trying to keep everything organized, because we'll get... We know that it's Stanley's going out next, but he has to wear the Jody clothes underneath, so we got to dress him as Jody, and he comes back there and he says, "Who am I?" And we say, "You're Stanley," and we're dressing him in Jody clothes, and it's very funny. I run up front to watch it every time we have a couple of pages.
Almost need a split screen to be able to see what's happening in the back.
Well, I tell you, we do have something set up that the audience will get a taste of exactly what's happening backstage, but I'm not going into details.
Well, of course not. You got to pay your money and come see the show.
Absolutely.
It's worth it.
Dan, I also wanted, and again, John's not here to defend himself. You and John have been working together in various forms of public speaking for some time now.
That's correct.
How long does this go back, and in what capacity have you guys get started? Give me some of your, because you guys have been friends for a long time, and this all started basically with public speaking.
Right. I actually knew John when he was in high school. I judged some speech tournaments, and then when I was going to graduate school at University of Oregon starting in 1979, he was in the first class that I was introducing myself to, and that was the debate team, speech team at University of Oregon, and he was on that, and we just kept the madcap escapades began, and they haven't stopped since then.
So, Michael, obviously these guys have a rep with each other already. Has that been a, you know, definitely an asset to this production?
Oh, I almost quit several times.
Do they just go at it constantly or what?
No, we had such a great time. We had a great time. But I want to say, too, that just in general, in Haynes, I've run into many, many talented people. I've sat down with Margaret Siebens, for example, and said, "Well, how come you never went to L.A. or New York? Your talent is so phenomenal." We've talked about that. Dan, with Dan and John, absolutely incredible 4 weeks here, 4 or 5 weeks. We have had nothing but a great, great, great time. Nothing but a great time.
My youngest, Hannah, compares both Dan and John to her favorite actors, Laurel and Hardy. And that's a really high watermark to have achieved. So.
a high watermark in lowbrow entertainment.
Well, I think we're really lucky to see Michael's expertise as a director. It really shows on the stage. I think everybody's doing an incredible job. It looks gorgeous. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I want to say, too, that I've worked with a lot of directors in a lot of different situations in theater, but it's really been fun working with Michael. He knows his stuff. He's actually read the script ahead of time and done some thinking about it, and he really has pinpointed the characters, the nuances, what he wants out of them, the costumes, etc. So, Michael, you've been great to work with. Thanks.
Well, golly, thanks. I appreciate that.
I encourage everybody to come on down and see exactly what he has been constructing, because it will blow your minds.
And so, again, we've got the director here. We've got part of the crew and half of the cast.
All 10 of us.
But there's even more of you involved in this. Who else is helping out?
R.P. Staska.
Yes, R.P. is our stage manager, and we got Tristan Siebens and
Marley Horner.
Horner is the sound man. Tristan is lights. An incredible artist here in Haynes, Tim Shields. He designed and created, along with a couple of us, we painted the flats that you're going to see at the back of the stage, but Tim Shields designed it for us, put in a lot of hours before he took off for the desert there. So we truly appreciate Tim's efforts. We've had several citizens of Haynes contribute tremendously to what we're putting on the stage. Salvation Army, I mean, I could go on and on, but they're all in the program. So if you want to see who we're thanking, come see the show tonight and get a program.
So the no extra charge for the program.
No extra charge for the program.
I think there's going to be some nice concessions during intermission, so that might be fun too.
Greater Tuna kind of fits in with another big event happening this weekend, which is the Ides of Art, the Alaska Arts Confluence. Dan, you're on the board of directors for the Alaska Arts Confluence, aren't you?
I am.
Tell us about what's going on here.
Well, the Ides of Art is an opportunity for locals in the area to get together, and if you're interested in developing your artistic talents or talking about art or thinking more about local art, then this is for you. The Ides of Art today, Scott Miller, musician from Juneau, 6 o'clock. And in fact, right now going on, we have a panel discussion, what does it take to commit to an artistic life? And that's going from 9 to 12, and I just ran up here to do this. And so if you're interested in coming by, you're welcome to do that, and that'll be in the Chilkat Center. And then after a lunch break from 2 to 6 o'clock today, we'll have a number of workshops also going on at the Chilkat Center, including Debbie Knight Kennedy on puppetry, Gene Harrison talking about the naturalist artist, John Svensson on woodcutting, Donna Cattati, pastels, Kara Holberg, poetry, Von Avery Mime, and Scott Miller of Juneau on songwriting. And each workshop is $5, so the full event is $25. And also tomorrow on Sunday, we'll have Mud Bay Art Gallery's tour starting at 10 o'clock and then a mime show 7 o'clock. And that goes right into Lucy Kaplansky, who'll be performing here at the Chilkat Center. So if you wander by the Chilkat Center anytime this weekend, you'll probably meet somebody to talk with regarding the arts.
Right, right. So Ides of Art and all that's going on with that, plus Greater Tuna tonight, really kind of hard not to get some culture this weekend.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun.
You have to go hide under a rock not to get cultured this weekend.
You do.
Again, that's Greater Tuna live on stage tonight at the Chilkat Center for the Arts at 8 o'clock p.m. If anybody has any last-minute questions they can ask, can they give you a call?
Sure, you can give me a call, 766-2140.
Well, Michael, Dan, Jen, and Adrian, thanks again for joining me this morning. And Dan, break a leg.
I'll break 20 of them.
Right, one for each character.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.